We're told we're up to page 271, Simon Kuf Ches, Siv Zayin, as I mentioned earlier on, we're up to the halachas that are in regards to when one is not allowed to do tashlumin, and that is the halacha over here, says the Mechaber, Hezid v'lo yipal min tefila achas. Someone bemazed did not daven one tefila, he had the opportunity to daven, and he said, I'm not going to daven right now. I'm not going to daven. Okay, ein lo tashlumin afila b'tefila asmuchala. Even the next tefila, he cannot make it up, he has lost the chance to do tefila tashlumin. If he wants to do a tefillah sedav, he can do a tefillah sedav like in Simon Kuv Zayin. The chiddush over here is that you don't need a chiddush. Okay, the chiddush over here is the mechaber says that if you're doing another tefillah sedav because you made not another tefillah and therefore you feel bad now, you want to do extra tefillah sedav. In this case, you're allowed to go ahead and do another tefillah without having to mechadish badav. However, that is not so pashut because the Polskin disagrees. If cotton cup bays in the Mishnah Berurah, via Bach, via Gra, Polskin the Tzari Chiddush. The Bach and the Gra disagree with the Das the Machaber. They hold this Shmon Esther, this Tfilas Nadava is like any other Tfilas Nadava. And if you want to do this Tfilas Nadava, even though it's semi making up for the Tfilah that you miss, you would have to Mechadish Badava just like any other Tfilas Nadava. And similarly, we all know that at the end of the day, we are not going to do this anyways, because nowadays we do not do voluntary Tfilas nowadays. This is not a chiyuv to do it, it's just an optional thing. We would not add this to us. And the person would lose out on his Shmona Esrei. Okay, now we haven't yet defined yet what is considered mazid. How do I know what's shogeg, ones, mazid? So that is Sif Ches is going to describe for us like this. Mishaloi falu ba'ochiyesh lo zman li pelal. Someone has the ability to daven, and he does not daven. Why? Mineisha salmer shadayin yishar lo zman achar shiigmor oto esek shumin yisasekpo. Even though we all learned in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, you're not allowed to misasik with other things before davening. This guy decided to be misasik with other things. He's osik in whatever he is osik with, and he knows he has another hour till Zman Tefillah, 2 hours on Tefillah. I'll daven later, and he's sincere. He really wants to daven later, but so much so that he got tarred in what that he was osik with, he missed Zman Tefillah. He ended up being missing Zman Tefillah because of it. Ubenkach over lo asha, and after he looks at his wife, he whoops, I missed Zman Tefillah. And furthermore, another case, Mishiyat Tarib Bitzarach Mimona. If someone is Osek Bitzarach Mimona, okay, he's doing Parnassa things. Once again, we learned early on, you're not supposed to be Osek Bitzarach Parnassa things, but he is. He's Osek Bitzarach Parnassa. Shelo Yavoli De Hesed, in order that he's not become a Hesed, which is a greater thing than just not Meniach Revach, he's not going to profit, he's going to have a Hesed if he's not Osek in right now. And through being Osek and not to be lose his property, lose his car, lose whatever, lose his business, whatever he's going to try not to lose money on, he ends up missing Davi. V'chein, in another case, Mishu Shikor V'lo Yipal, we discussed this earlier on also. Someone who got drunk ends up missing Zman Tefillah. Kulam chashuvim anusim v'yesh lahem tashlumin. These are all considered an anus. That's all considered anus, and they all will add tashlumin. So there are three kids over here. One, you're osik with something, and you think you're going to have time later on, and then, whoops, it all of a sudden passed by. If you're osik this thing, and you know you're not going to daven, because you're like, I'm going to start, I don't know, building a Lego house. Okay, so he's building a Lego house, and he knows by the end of the Lego house, it's not going to be his man tefillah. So that is not an excuse. That would be mazid. But if he thought, as he's done his Lego house, he thought he was going to have done a tefillah, but it took him longer, and he thought he looks at his watch afterwards, and he is not, he's not still in tefillah, he's missed tefillah, that's considered an anus. He would be able to make up next tefillah with a tashlumin. Furthermore, we said, if he starts osek in certain parnassah things that are in order to save him from a hefsin, it's in order to save him from a hefsin, look at Sifat and Kav Dalin, v'chein, also, he's Osik in business. He has a business deal he's trying to do. He's trying to, it's not even a Hefsin over here. He is trying to sell products or buy and sell. So yeah, I don't know. He's buying and selling his stocks 2 hours before his Zman Mincha. He thinks he's going to be done buying and selling the stocks beforehand. And lo and behold, the stock market started to crash and he started doing all these other things. And by the time he's done with whatever he was doing, he missed Zman Mincha. This is also considered an onus, and he's allowed to make up and daven two maariv in such a case. And if he got drunk, the same thing. All these considered anusim, v'yesh lahem tashlumin. I'm going to add one more that the post can bring down. If someone oversleeps shachris. Okay, if someone oversleeps shachris, the post can also say that's also considered an onus. Okay? What is considered mazid? According to this, it sounds like the only thing that's mazid is a mamish. I'm standing here, the show's open, I know it's man's feeling. I say, no, I'm not going to daven. I don't care about daven. It's not just exactly that. We already discussed in when someone gets drunk, we said over there, it also depends. If the person very well known, okay, an hour before Zman Mincha's over, he goes to the bar and has a bunch of beers, okay, and he's going to get drunk then, he very well knows, okay, yeah, I'm going to daven Mincha. Of course he's not going to daven Mincha, he's going to be drunk the rest of Zman Mincha. That's not considered an onus. We're talking about a case where by accident the guy gets drunk at the beginning of the night, and out of his drunkenness he falls asleep and doesn't daven Marv. That's considered an onus. But if he knows very well that he's not going to wake up, he's going to get drunk, he's not going to daven, or he knows very well he's going to osik in the Lego house or whatever he's osik in, and he's not going to daven, or if he knows very well, if he goes to sleep at 4 in the morning and he doesn't set an alarm, he knows that he's not going to wake up until 11 o'clock in the morning, that's not considered onus. That's considered amazing. Okay, you're going to say, by miracle, if I wake up, yeah, I'll go daven. Like, of course you're not going to daven. That would be considered amazing in that case. The same thing if you purposely get drunk, very well knowing you're not going to, that's considered amazing, that's not considered an onus. All of those would be considered amazing. So although we have a very loose translation of what is considered an onus, and in most cases we would say it's considered an onus, there are times that would be considered amazing and you're not allowed to go ahead and make the classic case where he thinks that right now it's already Zman Tfilo, but he's planning going to a later meeting, he's planning davening later on, and then poof, he forgets to go, that's poshut, that would be considered onus. He forgot, that's considered onus, even though he had an ability to daven at that time. If he really was planning on davening at a later point and he forgets, or he does unable to, then that's considered an onus, and he would be allowed to daven a second tefillah in the next upcoming tefillah. Okay, so that is what comes out of here. We do have to remember, after saying all that in terms of being osek with your money, remember back when we learned in Simen Sadi, Sivkatan Chavtes, the Maisa, even for tefillah betzibur, we said not, it's not a good idea to be osek for your money, let alone missing tefillah altogether. Even for tefillah betzibur, we saw over there, Mishayim, Chad of the Tzaddikim, that he was on his way to Shoal to dive in with the minion, and someone offered him this amazing business deal that would have profited a lot of money, and he went, he said, stay here, I'll come after davening, comes back after davening, and he sold the gems to someone else, and he said how excited he was that he was able to miss this business opportunity in order to make tefillah betzibur. That was exciting to him because that he felt was a very, very good deal over here. Okay, so that is that's a little bit of these deals. Let's move on now to see test. Ta velo ispalman. Now we get to all the different examples. A lot of people ask about these. Here we go. Someone doesn't daven mincha be'er Shabbos. Okay, this is by one of the most common feelings for someone to miss. He's planning on going to the Shkia Minyan, okay, the Minyan right before Shkia and Shol, and for Shol Bayis, for whatever reasons is, things get hectic before Shabbos, the power goes out, whatever happens, everyone knows anything that could go wrong, it happens always Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and he doesn't make it to Mincha, okay, by the way. That's why it's always good to daven mincha gedola, but especially on Erev Shabbos, especially when you're married, especially when you have children, daven, do yourself a favor, daven mincha gedola on Erev Shabbos to get yourselves out of these problems to the last second. Erev Shabbos rush, you could be noach knowing that you already daven mincha. So anyway, so he does that, he didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. Mitfal arvish taim shel Shabbos. Daven two marivs for Shabbos. You daven two marv shmonesri, you don't daven one chol shmonesri for the tashlumen and the marv. No, you daven two marv shmonesri. Arishona la arvis, the first one you daven is going to be marv, like we all know. Vashni ala tashlumen, the second marv, they can daven of marv shel Shabbos, that's going to be your tashlumen from mincha. V'hu adin, adzroma. The same din applies. Imlo yipal mincha be'erev Rosh Chodesh. You didn't daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Erev Rosh Chodesh is obviously no yalav yam. Daven al marav night, there is yalav yam. Mipalso Rosh Chodesh time, two Rosh Chodesh shmon eses, yidalav dase yalav yavo, even for the tashlumin. Okay, there is a shita over here, sivkat and kavav, in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down rov achronim, go like the Ramah, the Magen Aharon, the Rechayim, Chayad, the Mishar achronim, the local lavush visiato, not like the lavush, she's solving the ain't tzarech la'azker b'shniyah shal Rosh Chodesh. Lavush holds you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the second Shmon Esrei. That's not how we pass like the Ramah and rov achronim, that you mention Rosh Chodesh in both Shmon Esreis. Now, so adds the Ramah over here. V'imlo hisker yalav yavo b'rishona v'hisker b'shnia. If you didn't mention yalav yavo in the first Shmon Esrei, but you did mention it in the second Shmon Esrei, now it's like last really probably gonna have to dive another Shmon Esrei because now ma'isa mochicha alav. Okay, this would be l'kuli alma. You're showing that the first one was your tashlumin, and the second one is chovah. That's why he didn't mention Yalav Yavo in the first one. That's right. Avalim lo yisker b'shteim. If you forgot Yalav Yavo, both of them. Now it's Marav. Remember, if you forget Yalav Yavo and Marav, we don't make you repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So if you did not mention Yalav Yavo in both of them, oh hisker b'rishona v'lo b'shnio, or you mentioned in the first Shemoneh Esrei and you don't mention in the second Shemoneh Esrei, ain't sarak la. So you're not going to have to go back over here for the second case for two reasons. Number one, the tashlum was really for a mincha for Erev Rosh Chodesh, and number two, even if it was the Marav of Chova. Even if you're not in the Chovah, if you got Yalav Yavo, you do not have to go back. Okay, so a couple of important things over here in Sifkatan Kavtes. Sifkatan Kavav, back to Sifkatan Kavav, where we left off on the top of page 272. First line, Mishloi Pal Arvis Barosh Chodesh. Someone who forgets the Davin Marav, the onus is not Davin Marav on Rosh Chodesh. Vit Palil Shacharish Taim. And now he's davening two Shachars. And he forgets Yalav Yavo in the Tashlumin Shemoneh Esrei. What's going to be the din? Ein Tzarech Lasor. He probably does not have to repeat a Shemoneh Esrei. Even though normally at Shacharis, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Over a year since the Shemoneh Esrei that he forgotten was the Tashlumin for Mariv, and at Mariv you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, came in that Tefillah Mayavid Pal Ba'Arvis. Even if you daven this Tefillah in the correct time, in Mariv time, Gufa V'Shacha Ein Tzarech Lasor, you would have to go back. It should not be more chomer the din of tashlumin than if he davens the regular Shemoneh Esrei. So in this case, you would not have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei again. And furthermore, you forgot mincha at Rosh Chodesh. It's the opposite case. There's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, and you forget mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So now you're davening two marivs the second night of Rosh Chodesh. Once again, the din of Mariv is you do not repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you got Yalav Yavo. So we have both sides of Kula. V'Rosh Chodesh hu shnei yamim, umid pal arvi shtayim, and he's diving two Marivs. V'ashnia hila tashlumin shel mincha. The second Mariv is for tashlumin for mincha, which if he would have davened at mincha, he would have had to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if he forgot Yalav Yavo. Over here, a few lo yisker b'Rosh Chodesh ein tzarech lasor. In this case, since he's davening during the Mariv time, even though it's tashlumin for mincha, he's not going to have to go back. Kaven dafil beikar tefil da'arvis in tzarech lasor mishal Yalav Yavo kavachom mashu actual the tashlumin. Since for the tefil of chova that he's davening right now at Mariv, the first one Esrei, if he forgets Yalav Yavo, he doesn't have to go back. So therefore, so too, the second one's only for tashlumin, he's also not going to go back. So we have both sides of kula over here. No matter what, either you're davening tashlumin for Mariv at Shacharis the next day, even if there you forget Yalav Yavo on the tashlumin one, you're not going to have to go back because of Mariv. And so too over here, in the second case over here, where he's davening at Mariv time, where the tashlumin would have been something that you would normally go back if you forgot Yalav Yavo, over here, since you're davening during the Mariv time, you do not have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei again. Okay? So that's that. Now I want to get into Sikon Kav Zayin. The Ramah said over here, listen, the Ramah says this to Chazar over here, if you're davening to, if you got Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and you're davening to Mariv's on Rosh Chodesh, we know both of them we pass can you do Yalav Yav. The first one is the Mariv. The second one is the Tashlumin for Erev Rosh Chodesh. And we said, if you daven Mariv, if you say Rosh Chodesh, if you say Yalav Yavo, only in the second one and not in the first one, that's showing that you wanted the second one to be is really your Chovah. And therefore, you did the wrong order. And therefore, like we learned early on, you would have to say another Shemoneh Esrei. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and just points out, this is only going to be if that was really your Kavana. You thought the second one was your Chovah, and therefore you said Yalav Yavo. Okay, you thought the second, and the first one you didn't say Yalav Yavo because you thought it was Tashlumin. But if just down, you said two Shemoneh Esreis, and the first one you forgot Yalav Yavo, and the second one, oh right, it says say Yalav Yavo today, second one you did Yalav Yavo, not because you thought the second one was Chovah. You knew the second one was Tashlumin, but you just said it now, you said Yalav Yavo, says the Mishnah Berurah. Fourth line on Sifkatan Kav Zayin. The fact that you mentioned Yalav Yavo in the second Shemoneh Esrei, that's a gilui das. It's coming to reveal your knowledge, your das, that you wanted the second one to be your tefillah shel chovah.
V'lispal mincha b'yom rishon shel Rosh Chodesh. So tzarekli bal arvi shtayim. If you daven on Rosh Chodesh, on a 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and you daven mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven two maras. V'lo yisker b'rishon ha'yalo v'yavo, ain't tzarek l'asar lipalo. No, you don't have to go back and daven. Deleka raya to be shilta shlumin palo. So there's no raya over here that he was davening for shlumin. And od kata achronin to mashikata v'rama. That which the Ramah says, Dim lo yisker b'rishona, v'yisker b'shniyat tzarek l'asar. That which if you don't mention in the first Shmon Esrei, and you mention the second Shmon Esrei, you would have to daven another Shmon Esrei. Hani mili b'stama. That's only if you had stam das, because we assume that's what you meant. The first one for Teshulim and the second one for Chova. Avon kivin b'feir sharishon l'shem Chova. But if you knew the first one was really your Chov, v'ashniya l'ashlama, and the second one's for Ashlama, you just happened to mention only all the way up in the second one, then he's going to be Yotzei. He would not have to mention another Shmona Esrei again. We'll stop over here today. Ad Khan. Have a good day.